Aveiro Shabin Adam Lechaveiroi Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Mitzvahs that are Ben Adam Lechaveiro, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on such mitzvahs. Now, there's a Birke Yosef, it says like this. He says that the Aveiro Shabin Adam Lechaveiro, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Aveiro Shabin Adam Lechaveiro, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. And he writes that, what does it mean it's not Mechaper? He writes it means that the Yom Kippur isn't Mechaper on the Ben Adam Lamokam either. If a person didn't get the kapara from the Ben Adam Lechaveiro, I know he didn't ask his friend the Mechila, so then you can't get the kapara from Yom Kippur itself. Now, I hope and pray we don't paskin like this Birkei Yosef. I think we all hope and pray. Because at least, you know, most of us, we feel like with God, we could be mistader, as they say. You know, with God, we could work things out. Because I'll be makabel myself to be a good Yid this year. Be'etzim, that's the rutzin of everybody here, is to be a good Jew. Right? And Pachas Yisrael, I'll be mistader. And klapei that, which I did, I think we all realize that there's no tremendous inherent value in Aveiros. And when we say the words V'loy shoveh lanu, we feel very, very guilty and unnecessary. So with God, we could be mistader. The problem is that that's all again. That's what the Eibishter that we could be mistaken. But when it comes to Ben Adam the Chaveroi, then it's a lot harder, because there it's a specific person. And, you know, at least with God, he's invisible. He's invisible, so you can just say Ubanishal and be Michael me and wherever you are, it works, right? And Bachasi Yisrael. But when it comes to a person, a human being, so then there's epistemically, you know, fleshics and toes and ears, and you have to actually ask him mechila. So the Birkei Yosef tells you that if you don't get mechila from your chaver, so then the Yom Kippur itself doesn't work. And again, I hope we don't paskin like this Birkei Yosef. He goes on to make you feel a little bit less guilty. He says, well, that's a big chiddush. Maybe the Yom Kippur does work, but certainly doesn't work on the Ben Adam Lamakim aspect of the Ben Adam Lechaver. In other words, there's obviously a Ben Adam Lamakim dick aspect in everybody in Lechaver, right? Anytime I say something bad to somebody else, so there's also the Avera Ben Adam Lamakim in that aspect also. So, you know, he puts those two together and he says, that for sure you can't get a Mechila on. If the person wasn't Mechilus and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, certainly you can't get a Kapara on the Ben Adam Lamakim aspect if you didn't get a Kapara on the Ben Adam Lechaver. But finish, whichever way you go, it's very bad. Very bad. There's no shy. That's a very, very bad thing. Right? Just to enhance it a little bit. So there's an interesting Gemara. Usually, you know, I try to go faster and try to cover a lot more ground. But this Gemara, I think it's so important you have to hear it. I think it's so important you have to hear it. That even though it's going to maybe lose out on time, but it's kedai to hear this Gemara. The Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei Zayin says like this. The Gemara brings down, Rav, havelei milsa b'hayu tavcha. Rav had an Indian with a certain butcher. Now, you have to keep in mind, we're talking about Rav. Rav. Right? Rav is... Every other daf in Shas is Rav. And you can't go 1.5 dafts in the entire Shas without seeing the word Rav. And Arizal, he writes, you know why he was called Rav? Because he was Rav of Klal Yisrael. Rav. Helik Rav. If Rav would be here right now, we would die on the spot from the Kedusha. Rav. Rav wrote Shas. Right? That's what he did. That was his job. He wrote Shas. Rav actually edited what he wrote. But he was the one, he was Makabal from his Rebbeim, from Rebbe, Rav. Hey, look at Rav. So about that, what do you think Rav was busy with on Erev Yom Kippur? Oh, stomach. If you asked me, I'd say like this, Erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur? For sure, he liked the brisket Rav, had a sucking candy in his mouth all day to get the mitzvah. He bought mistama. He's certainly in an ice mikvah somewhere, and probably was telling the people, there's not enough ice. More ice. And Mistama, it was with Sigufim, can't tainus. You can't have a tainus in Erev Yom Kippur, but he was probably, who knows what, right? And Tilim, he was probably writing Tilim. What does Rav do? I don't know what he does. Rav, right? Erev Yom Kippur, no? What do you think he was doing in Erev Yom Kippur, right? Even us on Erev Yom Kippur. You know, it's hard for us to even, like, we're also trying to search for something. Yep, it's good to say Rav. Hey, look at Rav. They say that some sefer on Erev Yom Kippur, Pashit, when he would come out of the mikvah, he was trembling with such fear. When he would come out from that point, from after he left the mikvah, he wasn't able to walk anywhere on his own. Whenever he walked, any time he had walked from the mikvah back to the house, from the house to the shul, except Sefer and one of the angels, they had to carry him to shul. He wasn't able to walk the shul from Pashit to Pachad. And they say that the Chasam Sofer, at the point of Kol Nidre, right before Kol Nidre, which is still Erev Yom Kippur, it was not shayich to look into his face. You look into his face, you had such an awestruck that you weren't able to daven the rest of the day. So that, imagine, that's the Chasam Sofer. That's the Chasam Sofer. Imagine, you go back, Adora Koidim. Adora Koidim. You go back to the Vilna Gaon. You go back to the Vilna Gaon. They say that somebody one time before Yom Kippur, he saw the Gaon's face before Yom Kippur and he had a heart attack and died. Those are the nice stories, they say. It's a nice story. So can you imagine what would happen if you saw face the Rambam on Erev Yom Kippur? Asaga, what would happen? Let's say you saw Rav Sadja Gaon. The Ramban writes, we have no asaga what Rav Sadja Gaon was. He was Baki in Nigla and Nister in Chachmas Shadim and Dekalim and Tzichas Partzufim and Dos and everything and everything. The guys of Chachman, the guys of Hell. Can you imagine what would happen if on Erev Yom Kippur you would see Rav Sadja Gaon? And the Ramban writes, he was the biggest of the Gaon. Imagine what would happen if you would see him, right? But that's about nothing compared to what would happen if you see Rav Ashi. If you see Rav Ashi, what would happen if you see Rav Ashi in an Erev Yom Kippur? What would happen, right? You wouldn't see for very long. Imagine what would happen. And Rav Ashi wasn't a Shmuel, right? And Shmuel wasn't a Rav. Rav Tanu Palik. Rav. Heilik a Rav. Rav. Okay, so what was Rav busy with in Erev Yom Kippur? I told you I just have to be Meir for a moment to understand the Gemara. I'm sure Art Gold also does this. So he says, Rav, Havlei, on Erev Yom Kippur, Havlei Milsa B'Hau Tavcha. He had a little bit of an issue with a certain butcher. He had an issue with a butcher. That butcher didn't come in front of him to ask him mechila. Yeah. You know, Kasha, yeah. Who do you think was right? Yeah. Who do you think is right? Rav got into a fight with the butcher. So you think, well, maybe Rav was the type of person he had kipedis. You know, he was like, you know, like these things really bothered him. So I tell you a story about, this once at Purim, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, no, even 8 years ago now, 8 years, 9 years ago. Getting white. Well, getting old. You don't see white here, but you don't know what's going on in the hair. So there was Rav Yashiv by Purim, and somebody came in by Rav Yashiv, and he was being, I guess, he wasn't doing something terrible, Chalila, but he was being too rowdy for that matzav. Rav Yashiv's a godlad door. It wasn't a matzav that was, it's hard to explain, but it wasn't for that matzav. He was being a little bit too labedic. But afterward, so he realized himself that he had maybe, been a little bit, and you know, say, he said the next day, it was on the Friday, it was the Purim that year, I think, was on the Wednesday, Thursday, I don't remember, on Friday, when that's when I used to go by the Yashiv. So the person was online, and he was trying to get in to, I used to go every Friday, and he was there trying to get in, so he said he has to ask over the Yashiv Mechila. Yes, yes, Mechila, so they didn't really want to let him in. It was Kavu at the Kizmanim, but he was mamish begging, and he brought out money, and so the kid somehow he got in. Right? So he got in. So he came to ask over the Yashiv Mechila right before I walked into the Yashiv. So he went over to Yashiv. Says, "Ritzal v'kesh mechila meharav, alech shet na'akti b'purim." Right. So Yashiv looked at him and said, "Ani mochel." So that's what he wants to hear, anyways. Right? He says, "Ani mochel." So he looked at the Yashiv and he said, "No," because you know he felt like he really needed to, you know, no, because I was really a little bit too wild and too labedic here and too whatever. So Yashiv looked at him like as if to say, in our language, it'd be like. Like you see, Klar, it was something that wasn't bichlal chal on Rav Yashiv bichlal. It's as if somebody would like you know be spitting straight in your face and it just went straight away. Doesn't chal. It was such a he's such a human being that bichlal it wasn't chal on him. Kepedis. Like if they say I have nothing better to do, he didn't even know what to tell the guy. He said I'm not doing Michael. Like oh wait, enough. But she wasn't. So you think that Rav? You think somebody insulted Rav? Rav's like us. Rav's like us. Rav, hey, look at Rav. Rav, Rav was on a bad day, able to be Mechayim Mason, the Gemara says. On a bad day. Okay? Rav. So you think if somebody insulted Rav, you think that Rav had Kepedis? You think Rav was upset that somebody said something about him, that Rav didn't get the seat he wanted in shul? You think Rav? Rav! Rabbi Yisai. So now, Rav goes to the butcher. We got three words now. Rav Avlei Milsa, Asa Kamei B'mali Yom Kippur, Amar Iyu. So Rav said like this, hey, you know, Ezel Ana Lefusele. He must be very upset with me because he's not asking me mechila. And he's supposed to be asking me mechila. So I'll go to his house and Givaldik, he'll see me and he'll ask me mechila. That's what Rav was busy with on Erev Yom Kippur. Trying to make somebody else ask him mechila. Oh, so the Gemara says like this. Pagabe Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna was the Talmud of Rav. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Right? With those words, you connect yourself to Olam Haba, Nitzchias, and everything in eternity. When you say those words, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Now you're connected to reality itself. That's it. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So yes, Rav. Amar Lei, Lehecha Kazomar. Where in the world are you going on Erev Yom Kippur? That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Rav Huna says, where are you going? Is Erev Yom Kippur? He went to the mikveh already, and there he is, dragging around in the street on Erev Yom Kippur. He sees out. Obviously, how did he know that Rav was in the street? Because he saw some shine coming out. And he, there he sees Rav, and Rav is walking somewhere in the middle of an Erev Yom Kippur afternoon. Where are you? He lives if they ask, why aren't you at home saying till him, writing till him, when people live on my writing to him, what are you doing? So Rav says to him, oh, Omar Lei, the few say the Polonia. I'm going to Yenim, because Yenim had an issue with me, and he has to ask me Mechila. So I'm going over there, Lefuse, that he should ask me Mechila. Omar, Sot Rav Huna, ah, Ezel Abba Lemikdal Nafshe, Rav is going to murder the butcher. Ah, Ozel the Kamalai, so there's Rav standing outside the butcher shop in the sun, Erev Yom Kippur in Iraq, it's quite hot. There's Rav standing outside, and there he is, he has, what are they, the meat cleaver, I think it's called, right? Meat cleaver is those. And he's sitting there and he's chopping the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur. You know, you see, he's chopping away. Yeah, also interesting, like, you know, this is what he's doing on an Erev Yom Kippur. Also, his stomach wasn't that the greatest. So he writes, Dolly Aina, say, lift up an eye, you know, like in a guy with the Gawai, his stomach. Not like he lifted up. No, that's not that he didn't stand up for Rav. Rav walks in, you jump. Rav, what do you do? Lift up an eye. Lift up an eye at Rav. And Omale, Abba Ata, they called him by his first name, you know, Abba, they called him Abba, Avi. He said, Rav, Avi, Leisli Milsa Badoch, Avek, I have nothing to say to you. Behadi the Kapali Resha. And Gemara says, like, this is like a thing called an epilogue. At the end of the story, Rav goes home, what can you do? Behadi the Kapali Resha, when he picked up the meat cleaver, I need like background music of a striker. And he picked up the meat cleaver, Rabbi Isai. Yeah. Ishtamit Garma. Right? A freak. Oh, he's great. A freak accident happened, and the meat cleaver dismantled. It's a machlekes and Rishon, exactly what happened over here. But the meat cleaver dismantled, right? And smashed through his brain, the cutlay. Dead. Such a beautiful story. These are the stories I tell my children, bedtime stories. Yeah. You think I'm joking? That's right, because you come tomorrow night. Yeah. So, why am I telling you this story? From this story, you see something. You see something. The Shah is, what do you see? But you see something. The Peli Yoyitz, because of this Gemara, Patskins Lalacha, he says, you see from this Gemara, what? Ichab Mamish Grace Akasha. Rav is a big tzaddik, we're all masking. Rav! The Rebbe Shul Klal Yisrael, Rav! Right? Rav! How many places in Shas? How many times does it say Rav's name in Shas? Over 1,000?
Yeah.
Right? Over 2,000?
Yeah.
Right? How many times? Guess. Guess.
2,500.
Huh? 2,500. Close. I'll let you find out. Trust the Oitzer HaChachma and you'll find out. Huh?
2,711.
That's the amount of Daffin.
I know.
A nice try. Okay. It's a lot of times. Rav's name, Rabbi say, Rav. You won't be able to find out on the Yitzhak Chachma. Because if you're going to write in the word Rav, it's going to come out 83,000. Right? Because Rav Huna and Rav Zera and Rav this. So I'll let you figure it out. Next time you finish Shas, you start counting. From that point. Now it's not good time because you'll miss a few. Remember, you count. But Rav. So Rabbi say, I have a mamisha grace akasha. Mamisha big pella. Why didn't Rav, on Erev Yom Kippur, why didn't he just sit down and say the Tefillah Zaka? Yeah, Rav seems to be a crazy problem. The butcher has a big issue with me. And I need to make sure that the butcher comes and asks me Mechila. Yeah. So why didn't Rav just go there and sit down and say Tvila Zaka? In the Tvila Zaka we say, Arei, I'm Moichel, life is just Pasha too short. I'm Moichel, anybody who did anything bad to me, life is too short. And you're Moichel. So how am I going to say, like you're saying, there's no Tvila Zaka, so he'll write the Tvila Zaka. Right? So he'll write the Tvila Zaka. Why didn't Rav just get there on Erev Yom Kippur early? I promise you, in their time, they had the same entire concept, and he should just get there and say, I'm Moichel. Said the Peli Yoyitz, you know what you see from this Gemara? You see that it's not enough, that if you know that that person is saying Tvila Zaka, if you know he's saying Tefillah Zaka and he's saying I moichel you, it's not enough. You have to ask him mechila. Part of the receiving of the mechila process on somebody that you need to get a mechila from is that he has to come and he has to ask you. That's part of the bizayin, I guess. It's part of the, you know, making himself mushbal. He has to ask you mechila, and that's how you get your mechila. Now, the ma'isa, I asked this once to Yashiv. And Yashiv says Namuchach. Well, something is muchach from the Gemara, right? So then I bezai said, then why taka did Rav go? Rav went. You see, it wasn't enough. Rav just says, I'm moichel. He had to go. They again should ask mechila, right? He says, no, it's not muchach. It could be covered at Torah is worse. The covered at Torah is worse, meaning something is muchach from this Gemara. Something is muchach. Something is clearly muchach that There's certain situations of where clearly you have to ask the person mechila. That's clear. And Rav could not just say a mechila. It's a peliyot, goes extreme. He says, from here you see a raya that you have to ask everybody mechila that you need to ask him. And it's not enough that you know he's mechila. You have to ask him mechila. Okay? Rav Yashar says, no raya. Fine. So, but you know what? There is a raya from this Gemara. There's a raya regarding kavrat Torah. So if a person has somebody in a rabbinical position that he needs to ask mechila from, so then he better ask. You better ask. And you're going to say, look, all my rebbeim, they're the tzaddikim. They're the guys that say, Hareini Moichel, and they're the ones that say the tefillah zaka, and mechule, mechule. So, yeah, they might have to ask mechule. They're the guys I'm the least worried about, if I cared. It's more kedai to chepper with the good guys, right? Because those guys, anyways, they say they're Moichel. Right? The tzaddikim, the rabbanim, they're Moichel. Right? And it comes out from this Gemara, for sure, not like that. From this Gemara is muchach that you have to ask the mechila. Now, Maisa, you know, I don't know. You know, we live in a door where the rebbeim, they put their arms around your shoulders. It's a little different door than when I was a bacher. When I was a bacher, I went to my Rosh Hashiva. And I asked him, could I eat by you on Friday night? So he said to me, why? I said, I want to eat by the Rosh Hashiva. So he said, Litvisha. He says, the Hashiva doesn't have food. So he said, I want to see the Rosh Hashiva. I want to see how to make Kiddush. You don't know how to make Kiddush? It's a different Torah, boy. A different Musakim. Right, now you go over to the Rabbi, can I eat on Friday night?
Sure, no problem. Right? Givaldi, I'm so happy you're asking. Right? Givaldi, how you can pay for it?
It's a different door. It's a different door. So because of that, it comes a matzav of where, you know, there's a lot of Yedidis, which is a beautiful thing. Right? But because of that, sometimes a person, you know, he could lose the proper COVID, the proper respect for his Rebbeim and Tamil Chum, and things could happen. Things could happen. Now, you know, a person has to make sure that he goes into Yom Kippur clean. So that's halacha number one. You have to ask mechila, especially, you know, I'll give you an example. If some people, they come to a shir, they fall asleep. Nobody in this shir. Nobody in this shir. But some people, they come to a shir, they fall asleep. Some Rebbeim, some Rebbeim, they're machmid. Some Rebbeim get upset. I imagine that in the morning seders it's probably more of an issue, right? Because you know you come to a shir, which is like an extra type of shir and whatever. Yeah, they fall asleep. The rabbi understands. Look, if you just come, it's a halavai. You should just walk in there, and that's also a healthy thing, right? Something the morning seder. That's your responsibility. Maybe you have to ask him mechila. I don't know. I'm just giving you examples of what I hear from rebbeim. You want to know is this rabbi Michael? Is definitely Michael. They're Michael. They all say Arini Michael, and they all want you to have good years and v'chule. There's no shaila. That's number one. Number two is. It's a good concept to know when you're in a dormitory type of situation that, you know, there's something called a yosim. The word yosim means he doesn't have a father or mother. Why yosim is something that is so much kpeda? So much kpeda. The Torah warns you 46 times, don't bother the yosim. The Torah says the worst thing it says in the entire Sefer Torah ever, in any place, about a yosim. It says, if you chepper a yosim, or an almana, I'll get you and I'll kill you. Chara'api, that's what the pasuk says. I'll get angry at you and I'll kill you. It's the worst lashon in the whole entire Torah. There's no place in the entire Torah that says anything worse than that. And now, it's okay. And it doesn't mean maybe kill you with your body. It means sometimes you can be killed with other things. Sometimes you can be killed in the shidduch. And you see it. People that give out. So shalos like this. So a person thinks, okay, so I'll be careful with the yisayim and almanas. What's the pshat with the yasim and almanas? What's the pshat? What's pshat? Why you can't bother a yasim and almanas? So the Gemara says like this. Gemara bama. See it, Betsim. Because a yasim and almana, it doesn't have a father, it doesn't have a husband, so there's no one to cry to. There's no one to cry. So where do they cry? They cry straight up. Sometimes tears don't have to come with liquid moisture, right? So they have no one to get it off their chest. They have nobody they can turn to. So where do they go? They go straight up. And the Gemara says, Shari Demayas are noli nidalo, the Shirim, the gates of Demayas are not closed. So since the gates are not closed, so therefore it goes straight up to Kosh Baruch Hu, so he has to deal with it straight. That's how it goes, right? There was once a Yid that came to the Chzainish, told him, you know, somebody over here, he's being not good to his wife. Maybe the Chazanish could talk to him. So the next day, after Mincha, the Chazanish went over to him and told him, 46 lavim in the Torah you're over. 46 lavim. The person looked at him like, what are you talking about? I'm a big tzaddik. Just ask me. What do you mean? So he says to him, you know, you're worse, mamish worse than the person who cheppers in almana. Worse. A person cheppers and bothers in almana. So what happens? The almana goes, she cries, she can't cry to her husband. Because she doesn't have a husband. And so she looks up, so where she is, she cries up there. So Hashem says, I'll get you, I'll kill you. That's it, that's how it goes. He says, you have a lebedik almana. Right? You chepper your wife, you bother your wife. Right? So who's bothering? The husband. So So that's the bother is 10 times worse. And now, where does she cry? She can't cry to you. So where does she cry? So she cries up there. That's what's the worst of her at the time. So the concept that the Chazanish said over here, very, very bad concept. You know, you could be sometimes in a yeshiva environment and you can have, without knowing, you can have Lebedik Yisaybim. You don't know. I know. These people come to me sometimes. Yeah? But you don't know. You don't know if he has parents that are, you know, difficult people to talk to. You don't know if he has nobody to turn to. You don't know if lots of issues. You don't know. You don't know. So maybe you have somebody who's in front of you who has a matziv, who has problems, whatever issues are, and then you chepper him and you cause a magnus nefesh. And then what? You cause a magnus nefesh. Now what? Now what? See, now Kadosh Baruch Hu says a terrible thing. You have to be very careful with this. Bachar asked me this week, it's when I get all these Bachar Mishayla. They asked me, what if I did something to a certain Bachar? He's overly sensitive. He's overly sensitive. Right? Sure. Right. Exactly. Right. You know what you just said? You didn't just help your Shaila. He's overly sensitive. It's not really exactly like it's such a bad thing. I do it to a different Bachar, he wouldn't mind. Right? I do it to this Bachar, he got all upset. Right? Exactly. You know what you just said? You just said he's a Lebedik Yosef. If he's overly sensitive, I don't know why he's overly sensitive. Sure, you don't know why. You don't know where he's coming from. B'chule, b'chule. I don't know. Right? Half the time I do know, because the other Bachar comes to me. Right? He tells me, yeah, he said this and this about me. You know what kind of this I have. He's a Lebedik Yosef. He's a what's it called? A Lebedik Yosef. How do you say it in English? There's no way to say it in English. He's a Yosef with parents. He's a Yosef with parents. So you have to be very careful about this. And now's the time to get clean. Life is too short. So what are you going to do? So, very simple. You know, everyone does this, you know. So that, Rav Yashiv once told me like this. That works for small things. He says, yes, fine. Michael Chada. Michael me, I'm Michael you. You first. Go. I had my fingers by my back. Okay. That works for what's called a pagiya kala, which hopefully that's most of what our matzav is. You know, small things. You know, I this, I that. I borrowed a shekel from you, I can't remember. I accidentally dissed you, I that you, whatever, this, that. Small things, right? But sometimes they're big things. Right? Sometimes a person, he walks into a room and somebody has one gvaldika comment on him. You know, like right exactly at the point when he was Mamasha Lebedik Yosef. If something just happened, right? He got all this, that, all the things that can happen. Yeah. So then what's that? That's Mamish, that's a crime. That's a crime. So you say, well, he's saying the words Hareini Moichel. So halavai, if he's saying Hareini Moichel, so he could be saying Mechan Rav Yashiv. If you know for sure he's saying the Tefillah Zaka and he's being Moichel. However, and it's a big however, if it was a real crime, so then I'm going to tell you how he's saying Hareini Moichel to everybody. You know what he's thinking in his heart except for him. That's what he's thinking. So you're going to say, so what? He said the words, right? But if the Olam learned Pesachim, we learned there's a concept of Dvarim Shebelei Veinim Dvarim. It doesn't matter what's in your heart. But that's all if it's not dependent on the lave. But mechila, that's totally in the lave. Mechila is dependent on the heart. So you can't. If I say to you, I'm moichel you, and I'm thinking I'm not, so then you're oivar and gnevus das. That's what Aliyah Shore brings down. You're oivar and gnevus das for telling him that you're moichel. But he doesn't get a mechila. It's very serious, Rabbi Yisai. Look, I don't have to tell you. I don't like telling over stories. I'll tell you one story. There was last year I said a bunch of stories, but this year I'm not going to say stories. Why? Because last year I said a bunch of stories of that Bachar, that shepherd, another Bachar. I don't know if I said it in this, but I said it in a bunch of places. Right? One of the places, somebody, one of the Yungalite, one of the Bachram told it to the Yungalite, and the Yungalite said, look, you know, people shouldn't go around saying that this happened because of this. But last year I said about a story about a Bachar who mamish geferlich embarrassed the Bachar, and I remember when he was a Talmud of mine in Yeshiva, and the Bachar was never Meichel the other Bachar. Never Meichel. And this other Bachar, I said the story probably over here last year also, the Bachar never got married. Mamish never got married. He always had tremendous tzaras, and she took it. I said another story. So this Bachar went and he told the story to this. Navrek said, look, you know, he knows he's a Navi. He knows that this is because of this. And this is a Kasha. Kasha is not a Navi. Yeah. So he's not a Navi. So I went this year to Varen Leib Shteyman right before this man about something else. And I told him a certain story. I thought, do I have a right to say that this person caused this and this person tremendous, tremendous agnes nefesh? Whatever the case might be. Tremendous, tremendous agnes nefesh. Right? And this person now has an isayin shloi keder chateva. Right? Let's say he has an isayin, which is apiteva, people get married, they have children. Apiteva. 90% of the time it goes normal. Avada, you know, the Eibishter and Avada, you have to daven. But normal, that's how it's supposed to go. That's normal, that's how it goes. Right? You get, unfortunately, some people get married. They don't have children. Right? So you could say that Shalika Derech HaTeva. Apiteva, most people, they go into Shidduch and they find a Shidduch. 90% as they get. 10% the fact that they don't, right? That's what they had. So Avada, it's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of Nesayin, because of Gilgul, because of this. Like I said, I don't know, right? And but again, in life, the reason why, you know, why is it that when a person can't find the shidduch, why is he so miserable? If there would be everybody else in yeshiva that couldn't find the shidduch, he wouldn't be miserable. Right? You know, they say that in Litta, right? In Litta, the poverty was no rois. The bush is no, you can't imagine what the poverty was. Right? But the Maisa, yeah, everybody suffered together. Everyone suffered together. So that's how it was. So nobody went, I'm poor. I have tchina. He doesn't. What's poor? So they say. I'm telling you what I heard from a zaken in the Veis Simcha who had numbers on his arm. He told me that's why when the Hungarians came to the camps, my grandparents went to the camps, they were Hungarians. So that's why your grandparents, they said to me, that's why they had such a hard time in the camps. He said in Litva, the Litvaks that went, so first of all, most of them didn't get to the camps. The Rishayim just killed them out. The Nazis, the Machshamam just murdered them. So, but anybody from these types of places that came to the camp, Pshat was, it wasn't much worse than what they had going on anyways. I can't speak like that, but that's what he said. So the Hungarians, they came from some more of a, they had money. It was a much more of a regal type of matziv. I'm saying my bubby had a chandelier in the bathroom. You know, there was a certain type of a regality, a certain type of Hungarian kite, right? I'm getting nostalgic. Right? So, so when they came to the camps, Rechmanot Tzong, Keferlech, 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 you know, it's hard for me to say these things, but these people had numbers on them, they said these things. Right? But the point is, if there would be 95% of the yeshiva doesn't have a shidduch, so then it's, and doesn't have dates, and nobody has dates, everybody's learning, so the mela. Rabbi say, you know what that's called? That's first year Rabbi sent his yeshiva. Right? Is anybody upset that he's not married? Well, this is, no, 99% of the guys also, I hope, 100%, also don't have, and the mela, they also don't have dates, and the mela, cigarettes, right? So nobody feels depressed that he's not getting a date. Nachon? Because everybody's in the same boat. That's how it works. Right? But what? So I'm just showing you that for Shteitzach, what's a matzav? A matzav is because everybody around me is having a shidduch, everybody around me has a child, everybody around me has this, he has this problem, he has this problem, he has this problem. It's always because it's an assayin shalaka derech ha-teva. I need that akdama. So I said, if you see somebody has an assayin shalaka derech ha-teva, you can't find the shidduch. I can't find, and you know for sure that he did such and such to Yenna Bacher, right? And you know that Yenna Bacher wasn't Michael. Do I have a right to say that, you know, it's because of that? It's because of that. Do I have a right to say that? But Taurus Musser, right? That, you know, it's because of that. Or can't say that. You're not a Navi, right? So Van Dey be very, very old now. And he's very, very, he doesn't talk much now. You go to him, you ask him Shaila, he says like one word answers. So when I went to him, I asked him two Shailas, I got two words, right? On this one, he answered Barur. Barur. Barur in Hebrew means, Bor. Bor. What do you say? Barur? Klar. That's what it means in English. Klar. Clark, look, you know, enough so that it's a kasha. So why am I telling you all this? Because, you know, you're getting older, everybody said, and I'm seeing a lot of stories, and a lot of times, and if the person, when he was younger, he would get the mechila, it's a lot better off in life. A lot better off in life. And that also talks to the person who should be Michael. There's a whole entire set group of halachas over here for the person who should be Michael. Life is too short, be Michael. We moichel it. Like Rav Eliashiv, well, I have no time except to have kibedis. That's what I need to do. That's an Irish guy. Well, life is too short. You know, the Mishabura says something that he doesn't say all 697 Simon of the Mishabura, Davar Nifla. Mishabura says that if a person spoke moichel shame about you, you don't have to be moichel. Don't have to be moichel. What? Zak the Mishabura. But you should be moichel. Moichel shame means it's a sheker. See, Pachet ruined me. It's causing me damage. It's continuous damage. So you don't have to moichel him until he takes care of that damage. He has to go around and say, I'm a shaker and I'm a rasha, I'm a liar, and it's not true what I said about him. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work, you know. You tell somebody, this and this about somebody, it went in, that's it, you can't get rid of it. So the Mishabur says you don't have to be moichel. But Zak the Mishabur in the Shartzian, he says, yeah, but you know what? It's kedai to be moichel. It's kedai. The Gemara says, Mavral Midoisev is a wonderful thing. And the Mishabur says these words. He says, because in Shemayim they work mida keneged mida. And if you're moichel him, he'll be moichel you. So it's kedai. So, you know, life is too short. So you have to talk to also the people that are being asked mechila. Just be moichel. Life is too short. Say that rainy moichel and go on in life and they'll be moichel you. Even you could do it like the Shema. But just do it. Right? Why not? So that's number one. Number two. Be Messiah. Number one is you got to ask. Number two is to say, are you moichel me? That works for pigia kala, for a small thing. Right? Number three is if you know he's a bacher and he's saying, are any moichel for sure? And you know he's including you. you know, because he didn't do something gefährlich. It could be Seimech. If it's a Rebbe, if it's a Talmud Chachem, you could die to ask. The Derek Chal, the Maile of the Rebbeim and the Talmud Chachamim, is if you ask them, if it's too uncomfortable, you ask Ayudei Shliach, you ask Ayudei somebody else, it's uncomfortable. The Derek Chal, those guys are Meichel. Especially in Erev Yom Kippur. Ask them. You don't lose anything. Number three, do you have to say the words when the guy says to you, are you Meichel me? Do you have to say, yes, I Meichel you? A lot of people, they say these words. They say, it's nothing, don't worry about it. You have to ask, man. So everyone knows, I think it's famous. The Rebbe Bechaya, everyone knows that it says by Yosef, that Yosef never said the words, I'm Meichel the brothers. A very famous Rebbe Bechaya, he never said the words, I'm Meichel the brothers. He just said, what? You thought that you're doing something bad to me? If I cared, it came out great, and whatever, whatever. So the Rebbe Bechaya says, because he never said the words, I'm Meichel you, that's why they had to be the Sarah Wicked Malchus. Everybody brings down, you see, from Abiyah, you have to say the words, I'm Meichel. Okay? It's not clear in Halacha that this is the Pesach Halacha. It's not clear at all. Pashtus. I asked Rav Ligashev. So Pashtus is, if the guy is Meichel, he's Meichel. Right? Pashtus, that's enough. You asked, he's Meichel, that's enough.
He never ever thought that it was ever a thing.
Come again?
What's the problem?
Come
again? He never even thought that it was.
No, but now he's saying, no, it's nothing. You know how it is. The guy comes over, he says, it's nothing, right? I'm just going to tell you how to mention
it. Yeah, nothing. You didn't do anything.
But maybe they're just saying
no,
it's nothing.
The guy says,
it's like you never did it.
Let's say in a case where you know he's Taka being Meichel. Sometimes you come to a person and you say, are you Meichel? He says, me and you, you don't even have to ask me. What are you talking about? Right? So you know he's being Meichel. For real, he means it. Let's say, okay. But the Meisa, I just be honest with you. Halacha the Meisa, it's called the Mechila. But you know what? There's also an Indian of Erev Yom Kippur to be a mensch. Guy comes over to you and says to you, are you Meichel? You know what he wants to hear? Yes, I'm Meichel.
Sure.
He wants to hear that. That's what I want to hear. Right? When a person, you come over to somebody and you say, are you Meichel? He wants to hear back, I'm Meichel, believe Shalom, don't worry about it, everything's fine. He wants to hear those words, so say those words. Why not? Be a Yid. Why not? Do I get the favor? Instead of saying, no, it's nothing, it's garnished, it's not, right? People don't want to hear that. They want to hear yes, they want to feel clean. So that's also a psabik fataida. Also an Indian to go in before that. That's another Indian, which is very important. These are very important in yonder, my boy, say. Life is too short, they say. It's taki too short. Not kedai. Be Michael him, he'll be Michael you. Say the words, I'm Michael him. Chulev chulev.
You should say even if the guy's not here.
What?
Like before you'll pick up.
For sure. Oh, Michael, life's too short.
And then for that person, this will be.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing better. They'll be Michael you. He doesn't deserve it. Sure. They'll be Michael you. That's it. You have to go in with the attitude in life. You know what? You'll be a lot happier person. It's a very funny thing. A person, he lives with such luck, he's upset. You know? A person lives in a world of, lives in a different world. Michael people. And you know what? Sometimes the person doesn't know the nesiyanis of other people. Okay? His mouth talks too fast before he thinks. You don't know where he's coming from. You don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from low self-esteem. It's coming from sorrows. It's coming from this. I'm glad I don't talk like him. I'm Michael and B'lev Shalom. Forget it. Now, there are some things. Sometimes the guy owes you money and this and that and whatever. He's continuously doing bad things to you. There are things. I'm not saying. You have to ask a shayla, whatnot. There are things. But that's Pachas Yaitzah.
Can you be Michael someone up today?
Sorry?
Said someone's completely bothered, right? So you say, I'm not going to leave you stop.
Mustama. Mustama, I think so. Mustama, the only thing I would tell you is like this. The only thing I would tell you is like this. Just be careful. Because you don't want him to start making tonight. I'm Michael. So, if it becomes a davening on time every single day the rest of your life. You know? We don't want those tonight. I say two more things. The Mishal Salanter, they say, when he read the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he said that he didn't want to give us skama because of one thing that the Chafetz Chaim wrote. Everything else in the Sefer is right except for one mistake. That was the one mistake that the Chafetz Chaim made. That's right. He says that the Chafetz Chaim says, apparently they had a conversation about this, the Chafetz Chaim says that if you spoke Lashon Hara about someone and he never found out about it, you have to ask him Mechila. You have to ask him Mechila. Because Lemaisa, you spoke bad about him, so even if he never found out about it, still you have to ask him Mechila. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. And by the way, what's going to happen? You go over to somebody and say, like this, you know, I spoke Lashon Hara about you. Are you Mechila? You know how he feels like right now?
He's like, what did he say?
And better, what'd you say? And you tell him, right? What'd you tell him? What? He said that about Bashi feels gefährlich. Right? Yesterday, the Bacher came over to me and asked me, he says he has to ask Mechila. I thought, I'm Mechila B'Lev Shalom, it's fine. He says, no, I want to tell you what I said. I said, I'm Mechila B'Lev Shalom, don't tell me, I won't be Mechila. He says, no, you won't be able to be Mechila unless you know what I said. I said, listen, you're on thin ice right now. And it's cracking. Not starting to turn into, you know, right? I'm telling you, you believe, no matter what it is, no matter what you could have said about me. It's just that I know myself. But regularly you tell me, right? I won't be able to be mother. Right? So, I'm moichel you, whatever it is. I know that in the middle of Yom Kippur, in the middle of Ne'ilah, I'll be okay with it. I'm okay with it because life is too short. That's really not what's important at that moment. So don't tell me. So that's what Yisrael Salanta would say. You're going to go over to the person. You're going to give him because you need a mechila. You're going to give him Agnes Nefesh. So the emphasis is the way I just said it is not such a big machlekes. The Chofetz Chaim, seemingly, I don't know if the Chofetz Chaim would say you have to go over and say I spoke lashon hara about you. You have to go over to a person though. Yisrael Salanta says you can't go over and say I spoke lashon hara about you. You're going to kill him. You can't do that because you need a mechila. So Chofetz Chaim says, I think in the Mishnah Berurah it's also medayek like this. You have to go over to him and say to him in a more quality face. You can say, are you Michael? Right? You have to make it in a more heartfelt way. You know, a person that clearly your lives, you know, listen, Feldstein, look, our lives are intertwined. You know, it's we live in the same, you know, yeshiva, and the same everything. You know? Things happen. You understand yourself. Let's just be Michael each other on everything. Yes? Balev Shalom. Me too. I'm mostly Balev Shalom. Okay. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that how it's supposed to be? No? And you do it in such a way, so then you did it in a Kalalia Stikatsura. So it's clear you're including everything. You didn't just say, Michael me? Right? You sent out, last year there's a bucker. You sent out a text. B T W R U M C L M. Are you Michael me? Are you Michael me? Right? So he sent it out to, like, you know, everyone on his phone. Some people sent back yes, some people sent back smiley face. One guy sent back unknown, no. He sent back a text. Who said no? 800 guys sent back me. He deserves it. That's how you ask a mechila, you know. So then, you deserve it. If to the same person who Taka said no and rightfully said no, you sent out that same thing, are you moichel me? So that's a. I'll tell you the last thing is the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai says like this: Kol Adam Yenashik Yedei Aviv VeImoy BeErev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, you call your mother, you call your father, you reach through the phone, Rabbi Yisai. Skype, lay there. You reach the phone, you take your mother's hand, you take your father's hand, you kiss their hand. Lay there, cry them the shul. Vivakish Mehem Mechila. And you ask them Mechila. Oh, you don't know my parents. But you're here because of that. If you'd rather not been born, you'd rather be dead. Too bad, you're alive. Right? That's it. Too bad. Right? And if Taka, you're happy, you're alive. It's good to death. The end. That's it. Right? That's it. None of this happy bacha. You don't know my parents. You don't know this. I don't care. That's it. Right? You don't know my parents. You don't know his parents. Who cares? You're here because of them. Game over. So then, Yevakish Mechila, Zedav Chiv Godol. Misha Eino Isakain, if you don't, you know, you're overseas now. It's a long distance relationship. It's a lot easier to ask parents Mechila overseas and whatever. Oh, and you don't know, and they're going to say to me, yeah, you don't really mean it. So you do yours. You do yours. I don't know who your parents are. I don't want to know. Right? You do yours. Dav Godol. Misha Eino Isakain, he's a chayte mezalzel becovered of Imai. Says if they don't have a chaver, you have to ask mechila. Kol shekein, the mom and the tata, ain't adam nitzel mechitza. You're not nitzel for the chitza. Listen what he writes. The next words are my favorite words in all of Sefer Ben Ish Chai. In this week's parashat Vayelech, he writes, "V'im abein shoyte." If the son is clinically retarded, clinically, right, shoyte, and he drools. V'loy bikeish mehem, and he didn't ask them mechila. Then the parents yitnu loy mechila sheyayim rebefiem. Then the parents of ma'isa nevach have a retarded child. Rachmanos, you have to, you know. So you have to be meichel them and say mefurish. Right? I am meichel to my son, the moron. The idiot. I'll call Masha echdali mechila gemura. Then he writes something incredible. None of the husbands should tell this to their wives. The chena bal. He doesn't say he has to ask mechila to the wife. He says the chena bal yitain mechila leishtoi. He goes straight that way. Should be mostly your wife. I shall bizbizum in a bias that she wasted money in the house. She like your son. The king called Talmud Yeshlei Rab. Called Talmud that Yeshlei Rab Ba'ir. Now I live in Ramat Shlomo. Officially, it's in the ear. It's in the city, and it says over here, called Talmud she Yeshlei Rab Ba'ir. If your Rebbe lives in the city, Yelech Etzlei Koydim Yom Kippur Vivakish Mechila. So I would like this. It should be an orderly line. That comes in the city. They'll come first to you. I guess it makes sense. They'll go in that order. They'll go around. So it should be in an orderly fashion.
Through the valley.
But that's the chayah. Okay. Good Shabbos. Good French to you.
Rabbi, what if the mother's